Hello and welcome to this week's episode of the Journalism.co.uk podcast. Today we'll hear about Oil in Our Creeks, the latest full-length virtual reality documentary from Contrast VR. Al Jazeera Media Network's new immersive studio, Contrast VR, has now produced its second VR documentary in a series of films examining pressing global and social issues. Oil in Our Creeks details what's happened to a small town in Bodo City, Nigeria, after an oil pipeline burst in 2008. The documentary follows the story of Leslie Phillips, who was 16 years old when oil poured into the swamps for 77 days. The oil spill devastated the local fisheries and farms and plunged a once thriving community into a downward economic spiral. The film follows Phillips through Bodo City almost 10 years later, as she shows viewers how the environmental disaster impacted her community and how the youth work to revive hope.
Precious is my cousin and we go to farm together, we go to the market together. We discuss things together, she shares her life challenges with me, I try to encourage her, to give her more hope.
The immersive film was directed and produced by Contrast VR editorial lead Zara Razul, who told journalism.co.uk how the story came about.
I was actually pitched the story by a friend and writer, Uzunewala. He sent me a short brief about the story. It was really interesting, and he already knew a local organization called Sustainability International that has been working to find ways to clean up the community. The work that they were doing and the story itself seemed really compelling, fit within Contrast VR's editorial strategy and the kind of stories and news we want to cover. Also just felt like a really great fit for 360 because, you know, it's a visual story. It's a story that we would love to take our audience into so that they can experience the devastation, see the community, meet people from the community. From the start, I knew this was a good story. This was a good fit for the medium.
The project fused 180-degree present-day landscape shots with 180 degrees of animation to create an immersive 360-degree experience. Razul explained how this helped to show the contrast of what the community looked like through the lead character's eyes before the oil spill, and also to help portray the story in a more positive light.
We wanted to be able to tell this differently, not just a traditional 360 video. Every original film that we do, part of Contrast, we're trying to push the boundaries of what innovative and immersive storytelling looks like within the budgets that we have. We go into the village, but we see not only what the impact of the oil spill has been, but we see what the village used to look like, what the community looked like before the oil spill. And so we've done that by splitting the 360 screen into 180, 180. So on one side, you're seeing the live action footage. And on the other side, we've created through animated art, which was done by a really talented animator, Angela Haddad, what the community looked like through Leslie Phillips' eyes before the oil spill. Angela actually paints them on paper. They're hand-drawn, hand-painted animations, which she then digitally scans and animates. When I was starting to look for animators, we had to define what we wanted the animations to look like. Do we want the animations to be serious? Do we want them to depict exactly what the situation was like in the village? And before 2008, did we want to go in a slightly artistic angle? And since you were telling the story through Leslie Phillips' point of view, this is her story, we wanted the animations to reflect some of her dreams, some of her views, some of her personality. And we decided that the animations should have a mix of both realism and some sort of dreamscape because these are her recollections. You know, when she's talking about what her village looked like, it is what her experiences of her village are. And this is, I mean, the story is as much about the devastation of the community, but as much as it is about hope and belief in the future, being able to rebuild the community. And I think that's what makes it special. It's not a story where you leave feeling sad and depressed, rather a story that you feel glad to have watched because you see this really strong character who takes you through her circumstances, but comes out of it with a new sense of hope.
Rizul said that All in Our Creeks required the most post-production work her team had done so far, with every single element individually animated. Some scenes even required rotoscoping, where masks had to be created around the characters and their movement tracked, adjusting the mask around them frame by frame, about 300 times throughout a scene.
Each object needs to be in front of the scene, and so the process is called rotoscoping, where you take the video and put it behind your animation. So if you've seen the trailer, you'll see Leslie and Pastor Christian walking in the water, and a lot of the video is behind them, but then their legs are inside the water. So that part where we put the scene behind the characters, that is really time-consuming. So you essentially have to take them out, put the animations, and then put them back into the video.
All in Our Creeks hasn't yet been released, as it's currently screening at various film festivals around the world, but will soon be available on platforms including Facebook, Vimeo, and YouTube. For more podcasts from journalism.co.uk, please visit our website.